Supreme game taking over. That's a promise, not a threat. Uppercut season, no time. You stop breathing.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Real Talk, where, as always, if shit's real, we talk about it. Yo, I'm your host for tonight, Pat Scorpio, the New England representative. And as always, I got my man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hey, what up? You know what it do, man. In the Shuttleworth of God, aka the GOAT artist. Monday night, ringgangradio.com in the building. We here live. What's good? Let's do this boxing talk.
Sir, Green Gang in the house forever and always. And as always, I got my other man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hey, yo, what's good? You already know who this is. Your boy, King P, Bodega P, Bodega Boxing in the building. Ring Gang Radio all day. Let's go. All you fraud Drew motherfuckers, stay out the bodega for a week. God damn. Fuck you niggas.
Nah. Fuck that. We ain't going to disrespect no light-skinned niggas from Florida today. I don't care how fragile they appear.
I'm not disrespecting niggas from Florida. I'm disrespecting niggas with fragile minds, fragile bodies, and fragile egos. Stay out the fucking bodega for a week, please. Let me repair.
He was training, like.
The bodega is in mourning.
No Maxie Hughes, man, huh?
Yes, that's another one. Fragile mind.
And we'll get more into that, all that, you know what I'm saying? But last but certainly not least, I got my other man with me. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Hey, what's fly? It's Constant Pilot, West Coast Avenger. Preparing for liftoff, ringing radio. Let's get it. Let's fly.
Yes, sir. Constant Pilot stays L-band above the clouds, you dig? But yeah, man, you know, in the span of 24 hours, man, fairly ho-hum week of boxing in terms of what's coming up next weekend. Now it turns into, you know, obviously now we got the computers putin' and all that. News cycles are all up and roar about everything that's going on right now with PBC. Of course, we got the news earlier today, and shout out to the Boxing Voice to actually breaking the news. And of course, we have Keith Thurman's trainer denying it, but Keith Thurman suffered a bicep injury while he was sparring, and so after an MRI, he got pulled out of a main event against Tim Tszyu, and now we have Sebastian Fedora taking his place. But yeah, with Thurman, now keep in mind, me and P were victims of Thurman canceling before because of injury. So this is not, because, you know, way back in 2015 or so, something like that, you know, Thurman Porter was supposed to be in Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. It was like a four fight card. You know, it had like had Morris and Cuellar, I think Porter was supposed to be on there. That was when
Keith crashed his car into a damn fucking shopping cart at Costco, man.
Yeah.
Fuck out.
Yeah, and that was going to be the first place that me and Keith would have actually met at that day, because, you know, and I had a whole bunch of, like, other plans, because I had, you know, there was a former fling that was going to come with my homegirls. I was going to introduce them to P and another cat, you know, Yawn, shout out to him.
Man, this nigga fucked up a double date, like...
No, this is why I would put them on them. Like, me, I was in my relationship, nigga. I was just trying to put them on, you know, put those on them, nigga. I'm that type of homie, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I'm a righteous dude. But, I was pissed, too, because we had bought tickets, and we had a refund, and then they split up the whole fucking card. One fight went to California, which I went. Another fight went to New York, and another fight stayed in Connecticut, which was the Gary Russell fight, which I also went to. But this is just—that was like the first of all these Thurman.
Yeah, nigga, you traveling around like you after the fucking Dragon Balls, nigga, like shit.
Right. It was
a lot of fights.
And honestly, that would have been one of PBC's best cards, though, had that shit after been put together. But yeah, Thurman is costing for. And now, granted, you know, Thurman Porter eventually came off, and, you know, BP saw at Barclays, and, you know, it's probably arguably the best fight that PBC has ever aired. You know, that shit was raw. Like, that shit, You know, that shit was a throwback to the welterweight fights of yesteryear, or last decade for that matter. But Thurman, though, it just seemed like, you know, every single time Thurman is on that cusp of, you know, greatness, Hall of Fame, his career took a dive. And it's really after the Danny Garcia fight. It's like, you know, it's like, I'm injured, I'm playing my kazoo, it's something, my wrist, my knee, something's going wrong with Keith Thurman. You know, and then, you know, I mean, 2019 is the last time he actually fought two fights in 1 year. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's, you know,
admittedly, but 2019 was one of the best years, okay?
Yeah, I mean, then he had the scare against Josecito Lopez, and then he finally lost to zero to Manny Pacquiao. So it's like, and then after that, he stayed out of the ring, and then he fought Mario Barrios, and then that's his last fight today. So,
you were like, hold on, but like, yo, we gotta address the comments, cause like, this motherfucker just keep going.
Oh, someone's going in on Thurman.
God, nah. Like, this bitch going in on me first. Like, I mean, who the white man wearing all red? Like, god damn. Your CEO white fighter Thurman pulled out Shuttleworth. Look at Shuttleworth. He's speechless. Thurman always uses privilege to avoid fights for years. Ain't nothing new. He used it to avoid Spence, Daniel, on his boot, Sand Crawford.
Man, shut
Thurman
the
don't
fuck,
fight
bro.
Brothers. Shut the fuck up, man. Damn, bitch. This is the fourth time Thurman used that injury excuse. Man, goddamn, let somebody else say something.
I'm not trying to hear that. God damn it.
What does this even mean? Miss Bit believe he uses crayons to color his arm purple.
Fuck out of here, you One Punch Man troll. Fuck out of here. I'm tired of this bullshit.
Damn, man. We gotta start drug testing the chat. Like, y'all niggas just come in here saying anything.
Well, no, Thurman didn't fool me, because it's like, I mean, Brandon, like I said, Thurman is one of those, I mean, he's, to me, his career is a little bit disappointing because he was turning towards Hall of Fame and so that, but no, he's not, and we'll get more into that particular part later on. But yeah, Thurman has just been, it's just like, I mean, you're 25 months inactive. Like, what are you doing to injure yourself? Like, what is this? Like, it seems like, you know, it's like, what are you
maybe
doing?
Maybe overtraining.
I mean, apparently it must be because I mean, Keith is known to blow up in weight in between fights. I mean, motherfucker walks around to like 190, like almost 200, and looks the part. You know what I'm saying? So, again, if he's losing all that weight, something is clearly going wrong. Like,
that's the thing. He's been training for a minute though. Like, even since last year, we seen dude like videos on IG and shit training.
Yeah, and it's just
so
like
he's finna to be. He should have already been like in the 160s,
right? You know, but it's frustrating because most people realize like dude was at one point was super talented, but now it's just like his body is breaking down. You know,
he held down welterweight for a good bit. I mean, he was the first to unify in a while at 147. You know, but he looked at it, it's a joke now. It's kind of a shame.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I mean, when the fight was announced, I mean, obviously it's mixed reaction. Some people say, okay, good, this, you know, Tim Zhu, yeah, you know, do this. Other people are like, nah, this ain't the fight. And some people are just like, nah, Thurman really shouldn't be taking on Tim Zhu in his first fight back in 154 after 12 years and stuff like that. And yeah, and imagine that he suffered this injury in the ring against Tim Zhu, like. Like this only
yeah,
like,
fuck.
Yeah, that because to me, like I said, because I already believe that Keith Thurman was in there was just to be a sacrificial lamb for Tim Zhu, because I know people want to say,
nah, you be hating though, like you be hating, like, you going
there. I'm not hating, nigga. It's the truth, nigga. Like,
honestly, that was general consensus. Like, you know, from
it's
what
the
I
general
gathered,
consensus. No,
yeah,
no.
Hold on. But when you did the Twitter poll, like. You had mad people giving them more of a chance than you had anybody else.
Yeah.
All the other, like, Javante Davis, Canelo.
Munguia might have had the most, but I feel like Thurman was, like, second and third, you know?
He was in there.
That's what I'm saying. He was, like, second.
Fuck. He got the call, and he took the call. The fuck.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, niggas is hating. Like, that's extra shit. Like, you know what it is? I'll say this. feel like maybe the onus is a little bit on PBC. Like, I wanted to use Thurman in the first type of resetting this shit off with Amazon Prime boxing. He would have been like maybe the second marquee fight in the lineup, like further down.
They should have started with Tank, but
yeah, I would have just started with, or they could have really just started with damn Zoo and somebody else. Like, I don't know.
It's gonna be money in Australia. You know, like, people are complaining, but Zoo's a big draw in Australia. You know, it's probably the biggest.
And they're going to tune in when he fight here. Like, he ain't fighting no fucking down under no more.
They're
going to Android? Salute.
They're going to eat international. The pay-per-view numbers weren't going to be shit anyway. Everybody's complaining about it being, like, if this was a free card, this would be a fucking excellent. Because, I mean, there's, like, hella championship fights. You know, Rolly Pitbull's intriguing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you still got
me. I think it's intriguing, right?
He just be hating
I mean, I'll save all that for next week when we actually do.
It's a fight where somebody's going to get knocked out, so there's that.
Yeah, but with Thurman though, it's just like, I mean, they lean on Thurman to be a sacrificial lamb because I mean he was a big underdog on the lines. He's not like a money. He's a big underdog.
Like, I mean, but he was a name. He was that big name, and then you know Thurman ain't no bitch. He gonna go in there and fight to his level, he gonna give it his all. So, I mean, like it's like King P said, like, dude, you got the call. You know, maybe it's more on PBC for making the call, like making him the first name that come up in their head. Like, let's call this nigga who ain't fighting 2 years, but we gonna call him to be a part of the initial rollout of what we're doing right now. That's on them.
I mean, the general consensus was, you know, Thurman is a sacrificial lamb, and he's going to get knocked out. I mean,
Now y'all don't see him get knocked out, and y'all bad. Like, you can't make y'all niggas happy. Y'all didn't want the fight, first of all. He get injured during training, and now the fight ain't there no more. And niggas is still mad. Like, damn if you do, damn if you don't. Like, what?
Well, I mean, looks exact. I didn't like the fight.
Is it black girl lost or shorty owe you for eyes?
No, I mean, to me, the fight should have just never been made, period. Like,
no, I'm saying, is it black girl lost or shorty owe you for eyes?
Yeah, I said it should never be mad, period.
Guess what? Him getting hurt gave us a better fight, and once again, just like him getting hurt helped move the 147 division along, it's helping moving the 154 division along. So you are welcome.
There's two titles on the
line. Yeah. Look at it like that, at the positive way. Yeah.
This went from a non-title fight to two titles on the line. You know what I mean? Fundura got knocked out by Mendoza, who's fighting Bolachuk now. It's kind of like weird, but whatever.
I mean, technically, it should be Zoo and Bohachuk, you know, that would have been the better fight. That's the best fight you could have made out of that combination.
You know, WBC, they love
it. But he got the name Fundura got, though. That's why.
WBC loves their Mexicans and money, you know what I mean? If you can make money, if you're a draw, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying Fundura's kind of a, you know, he's more of a name.
Hold on, did Fundura fight since he got knocked out?
Nope.
Oh, so damn, so this, so yo, so, oh, I see why niggas is mad. Like, okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. Bohachuk has at least won a fight since he got knocked out a couple years ago. Like, he's actually.
I remember that. Yo, was that on, what's that shit?
Ring City.
Yeah.
It's weird because, so Mendoza beat, you know, Fundora and became WBC interim. And then obviously, Zoo defended the title, but no WBC title was on the line. You know, like, so then somehow they made the fucking this fight WBC vacant as well. So it's kind of weird, right? I mean, it's kind of.
Yeah, the WBC they make it shit up as they go. That's the whole thing. They be like, you know, they be saying like one or the other. They're like, okay, no, this is not going to be on the line. Oh, this is going to be on the line. They be making up shit sometimes, you know. WBC is wilding out sometimes.
It's the WBC. What the fuck did you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
What did Jim Tony say? WBC is really crooks.
Yeah,
I think he's all angry.
Yeah, like, and it, to me, like, let's say it was just a waste of time. Like, Thurman should have just been put.
Yes, I am very fucking angry. I'm tired of this.
Yeah, I know he's angry because, you know, this is not, like I said, this is Thurman's. I mean,
and y'all niggas act like y'all was going to the fight.
Oh, I know I wasn't going to the fight. I'm just thinking.
Yo, KP, you was planning on going?
No, but I still wanted to see one of my favorite fighters. So
me too, yeah.
It hasn't.
I know, me too. Like, damn, like
it hasn't fought.
Y'all like I mean, I'm mad, but I don't know. Y'all niggas is like, like disappointed on some like,
it's a wrap, you know.
Someone ruined Santa Claus for y'all or some shit.
It's a wrap. Yeah, it was just a waste of time. It's that shit.
I mean, might as well have ruined fucking Santa Claus for me. God damn.
Oh, bad. Nah.
But yeah, nah. I mean, I also see it too. Plus, you know, Fundora Mendoza, the first fight wasn't that great of a watch outside of the knockout. So I could see them like, yeah, a little, maybe the styles wasn't styling enough. That, you know, the classes weren't class enough. So to actually make that too, and as you know, as like a co-main or some shit like that. So, you know, so I get it because, you know, at least Zeus could be fighting a guy who has no type of defense whatsoever. So that's perfect for niggas to go start throwing hands. Like, so
he's gonna definitely dig to the body. I mean, you know, look at, you know, he's gonna invest in the body. He should.
I mean, he's fighting a dude that's like 6'7". Like, of course.
Yeah, and then of course we got Bahachuk and Mendoza, and they're gonna throw some hands too.
Hold on. So that's the new fight they switched out now. Yep. So you get Bolchek, Mendoza.
It's official, yeah. Because I just got the email.
Yeah, hold on. I got the lineup. It's actually on the prelims.
Hold on. So we honestly getting a better card now. Like,
hold on, I think I got it.
I'm still disappointed Thurman not fighting because I mean, damn. And like, you see him fight like every leap year now.
Except Bahachuk Mendoza is on the prelim part.
It's on the prelim. It's on the prelim.
Okay. That's it.
And then in this case, Julio Cesar Martinez fight got bumped to the main card. So yeah, that's the main card now.
Hold on, who's Martinez fight?
Let's see, Angelina Cordova. That was the fight that was supposed to happen in December. But Martinez visa, quote unquote, didn't come through.
So basically, on the free and Amazon portion, I don't know if it's going to be on YouTube, but on the Amazon free, it's going to be Bohachuk Mendoza and Elijah Garcia is fighting Kyron Davis, the guy Benavidez.
Oh, shit, hold on. Wait, and that's the free? And then, like, I ain't going to lie, that's a good little doubleheader for free. Like,
on the main card, you got the Martinez fight, then you got Lara versus Zarafa, which is a 160 title. You know, it's
a horrible fight.
Yeah, I don't care about the damn car.
That's gonna be the walk away fight. You know, not pay attention.
Yeah, that's the smoke break fight. That's the, like, let me get something to eat. That's the, let me roll up and go to the corner store fight. That's, yeah. It's the make a sandwich fight.
But yeah, like, but, and then, like I said, because Zoo and Fedora's gonna have two belts on. Tim's got to defend his WBO belt, and then, like I said, the WBC is going to be on the line too to fulfill the vacancy. So it's good. So I mean, yeah, it's a better fight. I mean, it's better fights on paper, or whatever. But it's just like all that time just having Thurman on there. It's just like, yeah.
I ain't cast the gloves off, Android. Nah, like everybody keeps talking about his fire.
I did, and my thing is because it focused on
Rolly and Pitbull more, right? Didn't seem like that.
Yeah, it was on Zoo, Thurman, Rolly, and Cruz.
But now, I don't seem like it's focused more on
Pitbull. I give two shits about no fucking Rolly on an episode. You shouldn't be glorified.
But it definitely seemed like they were marketing Rolly and Pitbull more than Thurman Zoo.
Yeah, of course they did.
On two episodes.
Yeah, no, they did. But you know, like I said, I'm not trying to, you know, anything that glorifies Rolly, that duck. I give two shits about that motherfucker's a duck.
Okay, I mean, Rolly seems like a good. I've heard a good story.
He's a fucking coward.
I heard he's a good dude. I mean, I heard he's, like, you know, a decent dude and stuff.
That motherfucker's like, I don't give a shit. That nigga's a coward, bro. I give two times. That's why I give two shits about the fucking gloves off on fucking Rolly. Nigga shouldn't even have that though. Anyways.
I mean,
that's the shit I'm mad about. Like,
tell her why you're bad.
And then you have fucking Cruz, who does the least to actually get himself a big fight. Yeah, like, nah, bro. Like, you out here, you ducking Shakur. You don't want to fight anyone's notebook to fight fucking Rolly at 140 for about you.
Nah, let's see if Shakur fight Williams and Pata. That's what I want to see. Like, cause I seen on Twitter they keep. Like with Bob Arum and Golden,
because Shakur has a date for July 6th. And if they make that fight, shit, nigga, I'm putting in the fucking credentials for that shit. I'll go back to Newark for that. And I don't, and Newark is grimy, but I'll go back to that.
Yeah, well, we'll send your ass to the trenches. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fucking Newark. I mean, I'll be smarter this time. I'll be smarter though. I'll get a hotel near the fucking arena instead of taking somewhere, you know, going elsewhere.
Nah, nigga, we want you on the subway.
I just think the Rogi Pitbull fight's intriguing because the side, you know, like, you expect Pitbull to, you know, land a crazy haymaker, but, you know, Rogi's with Ishmael Salas now, you know, back with Salas, so we'll see, hopefully, maybe, you know.
He was with him before and he wasn't progressing. You saw his fucking boxing and that gloves off. That shit looked fucking elementary. You kidding me?
I think Tank was kind of, you know, setting traps, but people think Rolly was out, you know, beating Tank. I'm just saying, he regressed in the Barroso fight. He looked trash, you know. I mean, he's heating up before that bullshit.
No, that's how he usually fights. I mean, the Barroso fight.
Because this is the thing, like, nah. See, look. He was fighting above his level against Tank because he had something to prove against Tank. Remember, Tank kept clowning him, like saying, hey, like, Rogi's the type of nigga you see at the gym that's not good and he's doing weird bullshit. And, like, remember, he was clowning this nigga. He was making him like.
That's harder. Tank, you know, Tank is the man of the little words. And then one of the press conferences, like, he's just a dumbass fighter. And everybody was laughing, you know?
Yeah, like, he kept, like, sunning this dude. So, of course, like, so. The motivation is different. That's why Rolling was really trying to box. And from then, it's like he tried to box, but then when he fought that old nigga, Barroso, he appeared, he's still in the boxing trying to, like, prove he can box. Like, that's what's fucking his
old man head up. Old man stopped a quote-unquote respected British fighter in the first round. I'm just saying, like,
After the fact, but remember, like, Rolling, that fight wasn't even supposed to happen.
I mean, Rolly got the gift against, was it Marinas? You know, he got that.
Marinas, he
actually won fights before. You know, he's probably the worst champion in a long time, but I'm saying.
He's capable, but, like, dudes is giving him looks because of, like, he's, like, wildly.
Yeah, that Barroso fight is actual level. That's why I keep, like, you know, people say, oh, he can fight, but no, he can't. Barroso was. Barroso had him shook.
Like, I mean, I feel Tank was giving up rounds to, you know, test the power and kind of find that.
But this one, you see, like, when you say, like, when you're boxing, like, whether you giving up the round or he earned the round, somebody got to win the round or lose the round. They get, like,
and Barroso, yeah,
I mean, the intentions don't matter.
Really, and Barroso leading up close, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying, like, he kept up with Tank for a little bit. Like, really, he's pretty trash, but, I mean.
Tank got him out of there fairly early.
If he beats Cruz, is he vindicated? If he beats Pitbull Cruz, Pat, will you give him any props or no?
No.
Okay.
No, because I want to
say... Yeah, like, he can't please y'all, did you?
Yeah, I want to say... Like,
Berrios, you know, Berrios and Rolly's is on that boy shit list.
140 has real
killers. Yeah, like, I can't take Pat seriously.
140 has real killers. Cruz is not one of them.
Whatever.
That whole card is fucking gay. Whatever. I don't
know.
God
damn.
Who is
free?
See, I'm thinking salty I'm, today. I ain't gonna lie.
Very
I'm
strong.
Drinking down the notch on this card. P just hates us off rip.
I mean, I watch pro ball. I watch, you know, club cards. I'm cool with this, you know. So, I mean, it's not the greatest card. I wish it, you know.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like boxing is kind of like hit or miss. Like, there's been like good fights, but like the big name fights ain't really been there yet. Like, it's the damn
the B levels. Just like
the B level fights. Like, even the B level, like I mean, Bayer Jonas.
Was that this year? Was that December? Was that this year?
Nigga, that was this year, ain't it?
I mean, the best fight this year was the Ford Odebeck fight. But I feel like I was thinking about it yesterday. That's the only really, you know.
Nah, you had a couple more fights that were real good.
But I mean.
But I'm saying, but they're like the mid tier. They not, like, they're the B tier. They not like the S tier elite type shit.
They're not the A level fight. They're not the A level.
Yeah, like.
That's
all I'm saying. Like the year ain't really just, like, like.
I mean, it's March, so there's plenty of time for things to develop or whatever, but. At least, like,
nigga, March is like a quarter of the year done.
I mean,
like, remember 2019 March? We was already cooking by then.
But it wasn't like any of the A levels. It was just mostly the B levels that were cooking, and then the A levels start cooking shortly.
Yeah, but think about it. By the time in March in 2019, we already had Plant Ukotecki, Broner Pacquiao, Badu Jack, what's that nigga who be headbutting dudes?
Marcus Brown, but they're not
Marcus Brown.
Well, Pacquiao Broner wasn't even close to a fight of the year.
But it was a big fight, though. I'm just saying, like, yeah. I'm saying you had names, you had big elite matchups. Mm-hmm. And then you remember you end up having Laura Castaño.
Yeah.
What else?
Which Pacquiao fight?
Did we have Peterson and Gippin next yet?
Yeah, that's the fuck I'm talking about.
Nigga, that's March. Look at all I just named up to March.
Hey, well, you're talking about Pac-Man Thurman?
No, nigga, 2019, nigga. Wrong year.
No, not wrong year. It was wrong month.
I mean, yeah, wrong month. All right, my bad.
Because PBC's, you know, doing what it's doing right now. Right now it's just Top Rank and Golden Boy and Matchroom or whatever. So it's like, they gotta cook.
They're holding it down. But PBC gets to Peter's Pew, and like LB thought I was clowning, but I'm serious. Like the buzz whenever PBC starts announcing fights or any fuckery. You know, I listen to the Boxer Voice every day and shit. Like, you know, and it's a pretty big, you know, podcast. People call in. It's like it just gains more traction. The shows are longer. You know, you see it on Twitter. I'm just saying, like, when it comes to, you know, box office shit right now, BBC, you know, keeps boxing.
They dominate. I mean, they got the name. They got the reputation for making the biggest events. Like, they cross over the sport.
They get clowned about their prospects, which, you know, they don't get the blue chips. But, I mean, you know, Wilder, Spence, Tank, you know.
Dude, like, all right, real talk, I'll say this. Like, because, you know, y'all niggas know how much I be fucking out at these parks, training, gyms, everywhere out here fucking training. When I'm training and random people come up to me and they mention boxer names, 9 out of 10 times, it's a fucking name from PBC. They'll say, oh, what do you think about Thurman and Spence? What do you think about Spence and this nigga? Spence and who? That, like, the only time it's someone that's not, like, a PBC name is either going to be Clarissa Shields.
Fury. Or AJ.
Or...
Or Jake Paul, which I get.
Jake Paul, that's another one.
A couple of my boys, like, they were, you know, talking about Teofimo Shakur, and those were letdowns, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they were kind of talking
about... Yeah, like, but niggas ain't coming up to me mentioning them names. Like, dude, I be out, motherfuckers. Well, I be getting the Spence. I'll give you Crawford.
Haney and Ryan. I mean,
Ryan Garcia, yeah.
Haney and Ryan.
Dude, fucking David Benavidez. Then remember I told you the nigga at the LA Fitness was asking when I'm training one of my dudes and he's like, yo, so you think he's ready for Benavidez? And I'm like, the fuck? Like, which one? David? I'm like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. Like, but I'm like, yo, like, that's a compliment though. Motherfucker thought you good enough to fight fucking David Benavidez, but he'd get your ass killed if this kid was managing you to, like, this nigga. But PBC, like, niggas be knowing the PBC names, though. That's what it is. Like, it's either, I play ball with this Asian nigga. He was, like, 6'2". Like, yeah, that's odd as fuck right there. But, he knew who Inoue was.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't trying to typecast niggas, like.
I mean, nigga, and it's after that.
That's like saying, like, you don't know who Jackie Chan is, nigga. No, I'm just saying, like, there's niggas out here like the women, I mean, they know who Clarissa Shields is. Like, 9 out of 10 times they know who Clarissa Shields is.
Nah, I got a friend I go back with.
And niggas know who Crawford is, and Canelo, yeah, like
Crawford, Canelo.
But other than that, everybody is always PBC. Like, a nigga really gotta know boxing if he fucking gonna mention damn Shakur Stevenson and whoever the fuck else y'all wanna name. Yeah, Teofimo. Yeah, I'd be like a real Florida nigga, like, you know, he be down here, so yeah.
Because, you know, people were saying PBC was broke, the escrow, all that bullshit. I mean, but now their fights are on the PBC. You know, I wish they had a proper rollout like they used to, but, you know, there's, like, you know, the Spence Crawford fight. There's a lot of fights on the Prime app, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if they're successful with these shows, you know, Prime will probably, you know, do a little more for them, it seems like.
But see, now, the thing, though, with this, now, for this first Prime show is now they lost a headliner, so it's gonna be like, now they have to figure out, first of all, it's still pay-per-view, how much this is actually gonna cost.
Because
niggas not gonna pay $80 to see Tim Fandora. Like, that's
out here. But Australia, I mean, I don't know how it's gonna be. Australia's gonna.
Like, the card itself would.
Yeah,
be...
but nigga, we ain't in Australia though. We don't care about the damn how many kangaroos by this fucking pay per view, nigga.
Nah, it's not gonna out here, it's not gonna probably do 50k to be honest. I mean, you know, like,
I don't care how many fucking wallabies by this.
We're not gonna hear the, you know, whatever PBC or, you know, the pay per view numbers are bad. We never hear, you know, even the Haney Pro grade, we didn't hear a proper number. When it's good, we'll hear the number, right?
Yeah. What should be? I mean, it should just be like a free rollout where, like, it shouldn't be pay per view. Like, this card is the equivalent of what HBO would put out back in the day. You know, World Championship Boxing that night on Saturday.
What does Lou Charles say? Yeah, but those are the old days.
Well, yeah, we need to go back to them old days.
I wish, bro.
That's on a wire, the greatest fucking show, nigga.
Fuck, it's over. I wish, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, them old days, nigga. Yeah, hey, Pilot, you remember when we used to get them damn them PBC fights on Showtime where it's like
the triple headers.
Four fucking big time fights.
The Showtime triple headers, you know, were down with
the. Yeah, niggas used to eat with them shits, but those them old times. Well,
now those are the old days, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wish they would have, like, a second network to, you know, have the guys like Antoine Russell and Brandon Lee. Just those younger guys that should be headlining. Morrell, like if they had, like, a, I don't know, like another streaming app, you know, that's Morrell headlining.
Oh, look, man. Real talk, I said this before. These niggas been making millions of dollars. They should have been developed another step platform to develop these other fighters and boxing. That's the thing, like, boxing as a whole don't really thinking about expansion like that.
Yeah, yeah. But I trust all like them. I mean, you know,
people. If they really don't, like, because Amazon ain't enough for all of these guys.
No, it's not enough. You know, they fight once a year and the purses are big. But I do want
to say, the interest in boxing is at its greatest right now. And it's like, I don't feel like we're getting enough fights.
But I do
like,
want
you literally got enough boxing to be on, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I do think, you know, like, it's a good sign that, you know, they made Canelo Munguia, and supposedly the Benavidez is going to be the co-main on the tank fight. That's damn good. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, like...
Yeah.
And Edwin De Los Santos and Arroyo supposedly is going to be on that, too. That's, you know, that's going to be a solid, you know. I'll pay for that. I'll pay for Frank versus Tank.
I mean, we're all gonna pay for Frank versus Tank, like, that shit ain't real free, like you said.
No, I'm saying, yeah. We're on air, right? Wink, wink. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm a holler at you on that one. Yeah.
I mean, two top five.
Damn, the comments, y'all niggas ain't, like, resting, like, my goodness.
Now, people climb Tank, but... Look,
Tank was a backup plan for Mayweather so he could stop Haney Shakur from being undefeated. He also signed the 126 fighter to stop Inoue from being undefeated. Dr. Floyd gonna get crazy. Shushu will be the one to test Inoue. Y'all niggas gotta stop.
Well, hold on. Do y'all think Shushu can keep up with Ultabet, the loss to Redford?
Let him finish talking. Nah, what the fuck? I wasn't having no problem. Inoue need to go to the States to fight Bruce Carrington. I'm not on the Inoue hype train. He ain't getting hyped though. Like, what else he need to do to prove the, like,
Inoue gets hyped.
Nick, shut your ass up.
No, who are you talking about? He gets hyped.
Miss bitch, calm down a little. Enjoy the show. I know, like, shorty bugging. Like, what the fuck?
It's good engagement. Mayweather is clever. Well, obviously, I'm assuming
I wasted tickets to see Thurman versus. Man, you know damn well you ain't about to. You wasted tickets. You was going to see that fight.
I'm not a gambling man, but I do want to say on Miss Mitchell's part about the Rolly Ryan. I bet $100 at least that Tank will fight the winner of that for a 140 title. You know, like, you know.
All right, hold on. So, what's the expiration on this?
On what?
On how long for this bet to be good? Because, like, if you don't fight him in this year or next year, is that shit just open until, like, okay, if you fight them niggas in 2027 or something?
I'm worried Tank's first, you know, like, I hope he fights a second time, you know, this year, but I'm you know, like, I don't know. Because the PBC guys are fighting once a year, it seems like, you know, it's fucked up.
Yeah, because they don't know.
But I guarantee you, Tank will fight the Rolly Pipple winner, you know, so he'll be a three division champ, legitimately a three division champ.
Yeah,
especially if Pipple wins.
Yeah, but it's pretty much, it's like, he's not, I mean, again, like, Tank fighting Cruz again, or Rolly again, absolutely does not appeal to me in any fucking way. No, because these guys aren't doing anything. These guys are nothing. Tank should be fighting better fighters. Instead of fucking around with fucking...
Tank runs the top 5
players. Blazing Killer, he agrees with you. Tank is most death fighting the winner. It's written. When y'all keep saying this shit is written, like, oh, it's just what they do.
Frank Martin's a top 5 lightweight. Like, I mean, it's a good fight. You know what I'm saying?
I'm tired of Tank needs to either holler at fucking Haney or Matias or some shit. Like, I want killers. You know, like, I'm tired of Cruz is not a killer. Broly sure as hell is not a killer. So I need that. These are the type of fights that Tank needs to be on. Like, Frank is a star. Frank Martin is a star. But I
want to... We not going to do that. Like, y'all kind of, like, just Tank light skin. So I know y'all niggas still got, like, Thurman salt from him. Like, y'all trying to sprinkle on this dude. Let's hold all these motherfuckers accountable. Let's make sure Shakur Stevenson get him a good fight, too. Let's make sure Teofimo Lopez get him into a good fight.
I mean, I had no problem with him fighting.
Tank got his fight with Frank Martin. Like, let's see what these other niggas do. Let's see if Shakur get that Zepeda fight.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about Lopez and fucking...
That is a good segue, actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
A segue into what?
Well, I don't know. Zepeda versus Maxie Hughes.
Nigga, we have a. Did we create a poll for this?
Oh, pause. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My bad. Like, shit. Y'all be
saying that. Hold on, I got it. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, y'all. You know what? If we was playing basketball, I felt like that's a Mario Chalmers type of turnover. Like, y'all niggas letting him dribble down court and just throw it out of bounds.
Nah, I scored the basket. There's time on the clock. But anyways, so there's an impromptu poll that we made since today was... I heard a lot of Keith Thurman talk, so we made a poll regarding Keith Thurman because... just because, you know, we want to talk about it. So we did ask, if Keith Thurman were to retire today and never fight again in his career, would he be a Hall of Famer? We got 72 votes.
About
6 days left with... A resounding 69% saying no, 18% saying yes, 13% saying not first ballot, but yes, eventually.
It's truth. Like,
I mean, here's my thing. I wanted to get this out real quick. I mean, Arturo Gotti is a good fighter, two division champ. He's had wars. He's had classics. I don't know, Thurman. I feel like Thurman's, you know, Danny Garcia and Porter wins are better than any Arturo Gotti win.
Oh my god, we can't keep using the fucking Gotti thing. Like,
Rocky, hold on, let me finish. Rocky Balboa is in the motherfucking Hall of Fame, bro.
He's not in there as a boxer, nigga. He's in there as, because, you know, they have a wing for niggas like
people. He goes in the WWE Hall of Fame. I don't care, bro. I'm just saying, the standards of fighters 20 years ago is not the same. Eventually, we're gonna have to let these guys in.
We can't water down the fucking Hall of Fame just because
there's certain guys. Okay, like Chocolate Tito, NOA, Triple G, Crawford. You know those guys. Yeah, are Hall of Fame locks.
Nigga, Victor Ching has a better case of being in the Hall of Fame than
these guys are supposed to be in there. I'm just saying, there's these new age of fighters in about a decade. With everybody being stripped about it, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame? I mean,
Jack has a better case of probably being in the Hall of Fame than Keith Thurman.
How about Pilot? I know what you're trying to say, but like, yo,
I mean, in my opinion, how about
niggas just actually just be better? It's like, why we gotta lessen the, like, why we gotta lower the goal for motherfuckers?
Okay. Tim Bradley was good, but
they said they could dunk now.
Hear me out real quick. Tim Bradley deserves Hall of Fame. Okay, I'm not mad at that. But a guy like Sean Porter, two-time WBC, a two-time welterweight champion. You know, Danny Garcia had three belts at 140, won the belt at 147. Keith Thurman, you know, Spence. These guys it's not the same, bro. It's not the same. So I think...
Not the same. It's not the same, Poppy. Whatever. We don't want to hear that shit. God damn it.
Well, what'd you vote, Pete? What'd you vote?
As of now, no. And you know me, I fuck with Thurman, but no. Maybe tomorrow. Ask me tomorrow and maybe I'll say eventually on his fifth time. But not as of now. Ask me tomorrow. Don't ask me that shit today.
Damn, y'all niggas is angry tonight. My goodness,
I'm very, 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 yes. Can you make a case?
That ain't me, y'all.
LB, he voted yes, right?
Yeah, I voted yes. Fuck
that. Can you give, like, support as to why? I'm just wondering.
Because when you're from Florida, it's like, you got my support off rip. Like,
you're Florida, like, it is.
Because Andre Berto isn't going into the Hall of Fame.
Sean Porter gets to the Vegas Hall. Sean Porter just announced
he in the Hall of Fame for Haitian niggas who could throw uppercuts. Like,
Sean Porter just announced him to the Vegas Hall of Fame.
Like, that's good enough for me. Like, he's a world champion. How many fucking world champs are coming from fucking Connecticut, nigga?
I just think if
how many fucking world champs coming from fucking Vegas, pilot?
Well, hold on, P. Let me ask you this real quick, P. Of current fighters, is there one fighter that's kind of like borderline Hall of Fame right now that, like, give me your barometer real quick, P. Give me a name of a guy that, like, 50-50.
That may make the Hall of Fame, but, like...
Yeah, this is questionable. Like,
God damn it, I'm trying to do this fucking fantasy draft, and you're making me fucking think. God damn it.
He's, like, so agitated. God damn, nigga, like...
My nigga is Aggie tonight.
Stop making me like, God damn, bro. Like, get the Anna out your system. Like, damn.
Like, for me, it's
like, leave this nigga alone. Let him do his fantasy football.
I'm still there. Just
fantasy baseball.
Don't ask me questions that are going to make me think a lot. Please.
It's not the hardest question. It's not even the hardest. Anyway, I think it's Fence. Because I always hear yesterday.
Get the fuck out of here.
Three belt champ, second longest welterweight. I know it's the range. Yeah, I'm just saying, there's a certain guy that they, Spence should do more. Realistically, Spence should win a belt at 154 at least. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, this one for you. All right, cuz saying all that. Who got the best chance of Spence? Who does Spence have the best chance of beating for a belt? Do you pick anybody for him to be the favorite over?
My thing was, if Spence were to fight Fundora Bohachuk winner originally for the WBC belt, Jermell dropped, I think he'd be. I think he could be, be a lot of dog against both those guys.
Against who?
Because Bohachuk and Fundora were supposed to fight for the WBC title, because Jermell dropped.
But hold on, them niggas is fighting next week? Like, I'm talking about anybody else.
I'm thinking the belt. So right now, Majumov got a belt. Do y'all think that guy
Majumov? Spence can't beat Spence. I don't think Spence can beat Spence.
We saw Majumov with the overhand. You think Spence can beat him or no?
Majumov?
I don't think Spence can beat anyone, a top nigga at 154 anymore. Like, not even one of them. Even he matched with a B-level with power.
Move it.
You know what? Fuck this. I got you one. I fucking got you one.
Oh, pilot disappeared.
Ah, damn, boo. Really?
I know he wants to think, he wants the modern fighter to be in there, but they're not good examples. Thurman, Porter.
I was going to say, because Spence beat Mario Barrios.
Yes.
Yeah, he should be able to beat Barrios. If he struggles with him, then that that nigga's through.
That's all I want to know.
But here's the thing, we have Jermell Charlo. Jermell Charlo has the resume to actually be considered now at Hall of Fame, although, Canelo took a lot of his luster away, but Jermell Charlo, at the end of the day, is still, he's Hall of Fame bound because he's putting a lot of work at 154. The nigga's Terry Norris with his resume almost,
You also Jermell?
Yeah, Jermell, that is a person that you can say is Hall of Fame bound or whatever in this current generation.
He's a lock. He's a lock.
He's an absolute lock. Spence, they're all, because Jermell Charlo has been actually, he's built up his resume over a long period of time, whereas Spence needs a little bit more. Porter doesn't have enough wins in his career.
Yeah, he
Garcia
really
hasn't
one,
had a real
two-time champ.
He's a real win in quite some time.
Out of the top heavyweights, Usyk, obviously Usyk's a lot, probably.
Usyk is a lot.
Two division, two-time champ, Fury. Who do you think, even Wilder, do y'all think any of those guys will make the Hall of Fame? I'm just wondering.
Wilder should not make the Hall of Fame in any. Wilder should not make the Hall of Fame at all.
I think he'll eventually get it, personally.
He shouldn't. He doesn't.
I feel like he will. I'm just saying, I think he will.
To put Wilder in the Hall of Fame over someone like an Oliver McCall is like, you know, or Chris Bird is just asinine. He shouldn't go to the Hall of Fame at all.
He shouldn't, but I think he'll probably get in.
I know because niggas don't like it when I say about Wilder's resume, but if you compare his resume with niggas from, like, you know, two heavyweight generations ago, his resume doesn't add up. Yeah, because he knocked out a lot of C-level fighters in Luis Ortiz. You know, that's the only thing. Like, you can't put him in the Hall of Fame because he has 10 defenses, and his best effort in the title defense is a draw, which he should have lost against Fury.
So, I mean, that's the thing. Again, being the face of American boxing, heavyweight boxing for almost a decade, and the knockouts. How about AJ and Fury? Are they both locked?
They're not locked yet. They both need to do a Fury. If Fury probably beats Usyk, he probably would be the marquee heavyweight of his generation.
Is Usyk already Hall of Fame? Hall of Fame?
Right? Yes. Usyk is absolutely Hall of Fame.
He's probably second best cruiserweight, really.
Yeah. Usyk is an absolute lock right now. I can't pick apart Usyk's resume. It'd be stupid to actually downplay him. You know, it's like, because dude won all his belts on the road. You know, no fighter has done that currently. All those belts he's had on the road. Nigga became undisputed on the road, and he picked up 3 belts.
The second, second undisputed cruiserweight. You know, Holyfield. You know, him and Holyfield are the greatest cruiserweight. You know.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, when you do that, like, I mean, you can't pick apart a resume, like, then you know it's solid. You know it's something special. That's why you can pick apart Spence. You can pick apart Danny Garcia. You can pick apart Wilder. The Hall of Fame shouldn't be lowered simply because fighters are not putting in the effort they need to be to actually have these Hall of Fame careers.
It's the nature of boxing in the era we're in, man. I mean, you know, let's real quick think about it. Mike Tyson fought, 10, 12 times a year in the 8th. I'm just saying, like, it's, 10, 20, 10, 12 times. It just slowly became from 10 to 8 to 4 to 1 time now. So it's fucked up, but I mean...
Yeah, but Mike Tyson is a 2-time champion. He wrapped up a division. He has wins over a lot of champions.
I'm not calling Mike Tyson. I'm not calling him.
This is the thing. Like, Mike isn't a whole... I mean, I know most people think he's overrated, and, he has an overrated aspect. But he's accomplished far more than the heavyweights in this generation right now. Maybe Usyk might be the one that actually,
You said he's a 2-time champ. I mean, AJ might be a 3, I think Lennox Lewis, is a 3-time. I think AJ could fight Hrgović for IBF and become a 3-time champ. I mean,
like I said, but the thing is, though, it's their careers are not over yet. Like, that's the thing. Like, they're still building on there. But, like, it's not like they're like a monster. Like, a monster is Hall of Fame bound already. Like, he's absolutely Hall of Fame. You know, Devin Haney is trending towards, he has to keep putting in work.
He's putting in work. I think by the time it's all said and done, I think he definitely will be in the Hall of Fame. Oh my God, my fucking heart.
Yeah, when I saw Haney, I was watching, I was thinking, this guy's going to eventually be a 154. We'll see if he comes unscathed, but I feel like he'll be a welterweight champion, probably test the waters at 54 eventually. He's a big kid in 25.
It's just like the whole, my thing is though, yes, there are people in the Hall of Fame that probably don't belong there, and that's not the norm. It's like,
there's a lot of options that aren't in there, smaller weight guys. I can't think of names. Chris John's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Chris John. I think he's in the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying,
he's not in the Hall of Fame. Chris John is definitely not in the Hall of Fame. Chris John better not be in the Hall of Fame. God damn it. He's not in the Hall of Fame at all.
But, when it comes to locks,
Chris John should never be in the Hall of Fame.
Let me see. But when it comes to locks, right, Crawford, in a way, recently retired Triple G, Canelo, their locks are Hall of Fame,
Yeah. But look how long they've been at this. But look how long they've been at it, though. Like, who's trending? Well, see, my bad. See, I was just, my students just left, so we were chilling. So that's why I had to, be out real quick. So I don't know if y'all mentioned this. I don't know what y'all said, but if y'all on the same topic, I'm looking at it like, who's on that trajectory to be in Hall of Fame?
We mentioned Haney, but I think you're in just a second ago.
Haney's there, but it's like, who else?
Of young guys, I think, like, I mean, if we do, like, projections right now, right, like, you know, I think a guy like maybe Bam might eventually, you know, as we keep, you know, if he gets past the Stroud.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's funny you fucking mentioned Bam, son, because this new nigga I met training boxing, I think, Sunday at the park. Bam was somebody he mentioned, and this kid was like 19. So wow, that's somebody outside of PBC. But he did mention Jake Paul and Tyson too. He's on the up and up with boxing more.
Bam gotta get past the Estrada. If he gets past the Estrada, like only guy that beats him at 118 down, Jumpsu Nakatani. That's another guy. Jumpsu's like a three division champ already. I think he's another guy There's young guys that have potential that, you know.
Yeah, Haney and Bam, they definitely on their way. Like, yeah. I would say Haney and Bam got a better Hall of Fame claim than fucking Spence and Thurman.
I see guys, you know, like Future Top of Town is Bam, you know, Shakur and Boots too, but their careers, Boots is just now all inactive. Now you got a belt, he's inactive, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, Boots has a long way to go. Shakur needs fight.
I mean, Shakur's three division
champion.
The wins are kind of like really.
Joint
DeBell is one of his best.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like,
for three division,
Shakur is like.
For three division,
Joette DeBell's
top five.
Man.
Come on, man.
I mean, look, when you look at Shakur, you say, okay, yeah, like you said, Joette, Valdez, Herring. That's what three right the there. Okay, Robson is four.
Who are you missing?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, Shakur needs more
people. He don't even have a top five win.
Three division champ, you know. But I'm just saying, like, you could argue Tank has a better collection of names than him. I'm just saying, you know, like, Tank's like two-time champ.
All these niggas could do more. But see, I feel like a Frank Martin's like a better name than a lot of shit Shakur Stevenson got. So I feel like Mario Barrios is a better name, because I look at it like this, like
the wind's aging,
and it's like the matchups themselves, like, are these niggas beating guys that are physically imposing like that? Like, we ain't seen Shakur Stevenson handle a nigga with Mario Barrios' physical dimensions.
No. And it's weird. I used to think, you know, Shakur would be a nigga that would be able to go up to 147 eventually. Just to, you know, one of those old throwback.
He's probably too scary for me to have that confidence.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, you know, when it, you know, like guys like Cotto, Floyd, Oscar, those guys that started at lower weights to go up to 147. I saw that in Shakur, but lately, I don't know about his chin. But I'm just saying, there's, you know, certain guys. Like Haney. Haney's a guy that's going to top out at 154. You know what I mean?
But Haney looked big. Pause.
Yeah. When I saw him the first time, a few years ago, I was like, this kid's gonna be at 154 eventually. You know, welterweight. You know what I mean? Easily. 25. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at least with Shakur, like I said, as we mentioned before, like, you know, we just hope now that the fight with William Cepeda comes off.
Just not happening.
And of course, that would
say, do a lot for his career, like. Yeah. And a lot of people think Shakur, like, really beats this dude easily, but I'm like, look, I want to see it. I don't care about if he beats him easily, hypothetically. Like,
yeah, because last
that
night...
That nigga Cepeda was... That offensive footwork, like, he... Like, Shakur need... Like, you have this stuff that that type of offensive footwork.
He does not beat him easily, nor is that fight happening anytime soon.
No. Well, here's my thing, because it's supposedly Shakur.
I mean, you can dream,
but you know, today's not the day to be talking fantasy fucking box.
Here's my thing, Shakur's. Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say.
You know what else is fantasy fucking boxing? Keith Thurman versus Tim Zoo.
That's like,